All right, this is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma September. I'm here with my man, Jay Quan, and special guest, Yellow, in the building. So I'm glad you guys can make it. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Had a few hiccups, but you guys would be none the wiser. Because guess what? All of that has been erased. Hopefully, maybe. Anyway, this is episode 54 of the Enigma Self Hour. I am your host, Enigma September, and the podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is presented by PAX Inc. That's what my man Pat Irvine, Joe Ward, putting this together, supporting your boy. I appreciate it. Now, to my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Or you just go on YouTube, search Enigma Self, Enigma September, the Enigma Self Hour. Any of those combinations should find all the live streams and other content. My man Big Low was like, other content? Like, yeah, nigga, I do other shit except for the podcast. Or at least I'm trying to. Anyway, speaking of my man Big Low, you can check out Big Low on YouTube as well at Big Low Hip Hop. You can check out his Ill Coffee blog. So if you search Ill Coffee blog, pretty sure it's the only one out there. This week, he spoke on Radio Play. Is it necessary? Is it needed? And it was really informative, you know what I'm saying, in regards to what you should do, what you may shouldn't do, whatever, whatever. Who asked you should kiss? Who asked you shouldn't kiss? Or if you should be kissing anybody ass? How about that? So, yeah, you never know. A lot of people, matter of fact, I tell you this, what ass you think you should be kissing? Probably not the ass you should be kissing.
So, kissing the wrong ass.
Kissing the wrong ass. Come out with hepatitis B. to my YouTube viewers, remember, yo, hit that like, drop a comment, let me know that you're watching. Also, feel free to share it, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever social apps you're using, TikTok, while you're doing your little crazy videos, like, hey, watch your name, so whatever. but make sure you hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying, so you can get the updates. So, when I upload a video and then it doesn't work and I upload a new video, you'll get an alert every time and not get a dead link because it's not working anymore. But that's neither here nor there. So, yeah. But I tell you why people text me while I'm doing my thing.
That's why I'm tired of my window.
Shout out to my baby Felicia. She's checking up, trying to make sure everything's working. So, matter of fact, if it weren't for her, I would have been up here looking really, real stupid. This whole thing, like, hey, what happened to the live show? Oh, no. So that's like my baby Felicia. But also, too, to my YouTube viewers, make sure you check out the past 53 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour. You can find the episodes at freedomtrainradio.com. Also, too, the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts except for, iHeartRadio. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I think I was messing with Pat about being on iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I am on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio got Breakfast Club, so
yeah. So, check iHeartRadio. I'm probably on there. Now, granted, the podcast holders, they only show, like, the last 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. But if you go to freedomtrainradio.com, you get the lion's share of all of the podcasts I've done, including the podcast from my man Joe, Pat, and everybody else is on Freedom Train Radio. So, yes, sir. That's what we got. Also, people, you know what? I ain't gonna ask y'all no more. Get y'all drops. Y'all ain't gonna do it. Fuck y'all. So, but what we can do, any anybody in music, rappers, beat makers, we want beats and you want to give me a intro beat, outro beat, whatever, or you know what I'm saying, you just got a song you want me to play, shoot me the track at my email, enigmaself@gmail.com. Simple as that. It can be MP3 or WAV file, shoot it at me, and if I like it, I'll play it, and more likely, I'll play it. And we're trying to play the same songs I have for a year now. But like all the artists, just want new songs. So add new flavor. So y'all make sure to get them joints at me. I'm getting tired of playing Chad Rhymes, Hundreds on the Dash. Much as I like that song. I mean, I got like 50 spins off me. Alone. Just cause ain't got shit else. Chad. Send me some shit, nigga.
Chad working on a new tape, bro. Chad got the new papers out.
Right.
Pat Life here for y'all. Go cop them, you feel me? And he got the Pat Life mixtape. We're trying to create a
that's the one thing I remember interviewing him about, it's like creating a space, like a vibe or even a cult, if you will.
Like donate a song or go on a date, you feel me? Like,
thanks. Well, there you go.
Y'all
let Chad get at him.
At Chad Rhymes. You feel me? C H A D D R I M E S.
Word.
You about to mess up.
Hey, I almost gave him the 1D. My dog would have been mad, but bro, you know I got 2D.
But they give them 2Ds? Kind of alienation shit is that? Giving them 2Ds. Pause. Anyway, we're gonna get to this first track, man. Got my man Tarif Knockout. Matter of fact, speaking of people not putting out shit, Tarif, stop teasing. You've been working on the album for 6 months, nigga. Put it out already. I had to text tweeting about goddamn Popeye's chicken and shit. The chicken sandwich.
Popeye's got roaches.
Hey, man.
Don't tell me that, though. Well, not. Go to the Popeyes and tell me to be real. I'm pretty sure they got roaches out there. Yeah. 10 Tennessee Street.
You had it.
What's that? A chicken sandwich? Nah. He posted about it. I know Fontaine posted about it. He was like, it ain't in North Carolina yet. Or it's not in, Durham, so.
But
at least
they
ain't advertising. Nah, they had Thomas Real Road.
Gotta go Thomas Real Road.
Yeah, go damn near to Bradford. We gotta get you a chicken sandwich. Hey. So, we're gonna go ahead with Tarif, man, Clarity, and we're gonna come back with the hip hop news of the week. So, this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. And I got all this right now.
Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. This weekend, you gon' remember me. Man of the century, where's my cover on time? To these mediocre minds, I'm like a young Einstein. With no cosign, man, I bet I outrhyme more than half of mankind. Man, your girl is too fine. She said, I got next, and if not the truth lied, I'm like a bird or a plane, better look up in the sky. Told my past life goodbye, anytime that I write. There ain't no kryptonite, they play my songs in Dubai. I was born for these snares, I was made for your ears. They calling me the people's champ, you think that Ali up in here. I'm watching for the throne as I'm sitting in this chair. I'm so far gone, damn you MC Squared. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. This weekend, you gon' remember me. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Staying in my lane, giving this game all I got. I'm doing all I can, dribbled out the final clock. We cutting down them nets, then I'm focused on the next. Florida hot like 9-7, drop them bombs, fuck flex. Life is just a test where you caught up in the hex. I'm shopping up in Target and my fans wanna pick. I'm living out my dream, never following no script. Chick-fil-A open on Sunday, no, that don't make no sense. I done seen the worst, went from spam to the lamb. Tell LeBron James, play this on his Instagram. My family plotting, no time for parasites. I fantasize my afterlife, these paradigms of paradise. Oh Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame, cause popularity. This weekend, you gon' remember me. Lord, I need some clarity. Love and prosperity. with the fame cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, I need some. Oh Lord. Tarif knockout. Local rapper part one.
All right, we back. This is the Enigma Sub. I was your boy, Enigma Sub Timber. Again, got my man Jay Quan in the building.
Yo.
Yellow in the building. Band Geeks doing their thing. So, we're going to get into this hip-hop news. First topic I'm going to get into, I didn't mention last week. Because it was early last week. ASAP Rocky, actually, it turns out ASAP Rocky was convicted of the crime of aggravated assault or whatever, but he should be okay. He apparently all he do is like pay a fine to the dude that he fucked up and his lawyer fees.
So what about the harassment that they was doing before he got his ass beat?
They don't
care about that.
Nope.
So he could harass people.
Yep. In Sweden apparently. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Next,
when
I go to Sweden,
I'm going to
harass everybody.
Yeah, apparently you can pull up on somebody. Yeah, right. You get this money. But, I mean, he only got, like, what, maybe a little. He didn't even get 2 G's. The lawyer fee is more than that. He maybe got, like, $1,300 in the American dollars. I think the lawyer fees was, like, $8. The lawyer, like, hey, yeah, you got.
Take another.
Go out and harass these American rappers. We getting paid. So, so ASAP Rocky won't have to go back to Sweden and do whatever. He didn't have to be at the hearing, so he was able to do whatever. And apparently he did a concert, had your man's Tyler, the Creator, there, and they had fun. So apparently he's off the clear. He's just short 10 G's, but I'm pretty sure that's worth his freedom on having to do 2 years.
Was he over there touring?
I believe, yeah. He was on the festival. He's doing festivals. So I don't think it was like a legit tour, but he was like bouncing doing festivals. So, yeah, he sort of, that says he missing money. Mm-hmm. So that's really what hurt him, is not being able to move. But in the long run, dealing with the 2 years he was facing, I paid 10 G's versus, yeah, he going to make that back. He probably making that back right now. Matter of fact, he probably made that back the day they announced it. Mm-hmm. He probably like, oh, this check I just got from doing this show with Tyler, send it to him, I'm good. So, yeah, just got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. Other news, because I did it Thursday. Just because I was going out of town or whatever. Shout out to my man, The Beast, for doing the show. Appreciate that, bro. Rick Ross decided to drop his album, Port of Miami 2. Worked out for me, because I was able to listen to the album. I'm on the road. I was actually on the turnpike, listening to Turnpike Ike. Like, yeah, I'm doing this. No.
You catch the Nicki Minaj diss.
Oh, God, this guy. It's on the docket, guys. Stop dropping the fish. Nah, yeah. But no, it was a pretty dope album, of course. I don't know. I was afraid about telling y'all dope albums, because I said the Chance the Rapper album was dope, and apparently I was completely wrong. So,
I mean, but Rick Ross album is hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless, like,
you got to be a certain age to listen to Rick Ross now. Like, all the younger people.
Yeah, they the vibe is, yeah. But I do think, I mean, if you like Rick Ross, if you already like Rick Ross, you're going to like this album. He didn't stray away from whatever. So if you was looking for that, listen to the Wale songs. That's probably the most different he goes, and then that's it. So everything else is pretty much standard Ross, for better or for worse. I think it was for the better. It was a solid listen. My only beef is probably naming it Port of Miami 2, because I think he was just trying to draw from the nostalgia from his first piece, but it was his own thing. Granted, it was still a building of his own legacy, but it didn't remind me of 06 when he first dropped. It was just like, oh, it's another dope Ross album.
Oh,
so
he could, man. Port of Miami. That's classic. I mean, don't get me wrong, right. They got classics on it, but you're not gonna get better than Push It.
Yeah, I think also too, just like because when we dropped it, like that was like a thing, like the whole sampling, like everybody was like, you know, saying who was, T.I. had the, he sampled the Jay-Z shit. Who's the nigga from Philly? I can't think of the nigga name, but it was hella niggas that was like sampling those like those hooks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when Push It came, like it was in that vein, you know what I mean? So it just hit. It was a good introduction to him, and this album is a good intro. I mean, it's not an introduction; it's just a continuation. So he could have named it something else, so it can be a standalone. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was solid. So if you like Ross, you're gonna like this album. But yeah, speaking of Ross and Nicki and just rappers, so Joe Budden decided to go on Queen Radio. And then, in turn, Nicki Minaj decided to go on the Joe Budden podcast. And just a whole bunch of bullshit. A bunch of dumb shit. Nicki can be annoying.
Very.
Yeah. Now, granted, I got to give her, like, I give people benefit of the doubt. That's my Achilles heel. When she wasn't screaming on niggas, she actually had, like, she had some sense. But when she was screaming on niggas, she sounded like a fucking banshee and a fucking lunatic. And this isn't no, oh, she's a lady, you just don't like ladies being upset. But nah, she sounded unhinged, and that shit didn't sound healthy. Like, I didn't even really listen to the Queen Radio shit just because I heard the clip with her screaming on Joe and cutting off his mic. And ain't with that shit. Granted, if you listen to the Underground Railroad, JC does that to me a lot. So maybe it's a bitch thing. I don't know. We gonna kick my ass. I'm joking. That's my man JC. He ain't no bitch, man. Fuck that. That was just a joke. Don't try me. Don't try him. That's my nigga. But no. But my man. And plus, when JC does it, he does it for Jess. It's an effect. She looked like she was really unhinged and mad about some shit. And I can't vibe with it. That's just not. I feel like someone's gonna speak their piece. Let them speak their piece. I'm gonna say mine. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I ain't finna be all acting crazy and shit. Then, you know what I'm saying, she got on the Joe Budden podcast, started screaming on Rory on some shit when this nigga, well, he ain't a nigga, but this motherfucker was just trying to explain some shit. And, yeah, I was really on the fence of, is this shit staged? I think it is a marketing ploy. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of funny because they was talking about it because she was mad at Joe. Joe Budden was like, he felt like the whole Meg Thee Stallion shit was a setup.
And that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Right. Like, but it's like
Hawaii type of.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
When
like,
you think about it, when Nicki was at her highest potential, you couldn't get her on a song with nobody unless
word.
She was pop.
Word.
But as soon as she had like that little semi fall off or whatever, she on everybody's shit.
And I was thinking too, not only that, I think she realized what happened with Cardi. Mm-hmm. She was trying to like get around Cardi, and she realized she fucked up with that. So I think now, like you said, she's kind of figuring out, like, oh shit, I gotta kind of, I gotta play the game a little bit and put myself back on.
She been messed up before that.
Yeah.
When that Meek and Drake joint happened,
that's right.
That when it all started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, hold on.
I know for me, my thing with Nicki was because for a while, and I forgot, I don't know where I came up with the theory. I'm sticking with it, though, that I do think Safari is writing her shit. And again, this ain't no, oh, she a female rapper, so a dude got to be writing it. Because one of my favorite rappers is Lauryn Hill, and they don't think nobody wrote her shit. You know what I'm saying? I like Raw Digga. Anybody writing her shit? I like Shauna Ludacris. I don't think he was writing her shit, so it ain't that. But my test was when she dropped the album before the Queen shit, I was like, I think it was like a 4-year span, and it was before she had dumped Safari. And I was like, if she don't come up with an album within a year after dumping him, he writing her shit. And it took her 4 years to write some shit. So for me, it was like, yeah, she may have got somebody else to do it. I ain't saying that she didn't have no input in it, and she performed it. So I give her that. She's great at performing this shit. I just don't think she wrote all that shit. I think Safari wrote most of that shit. But
I
regardless, I think that was part of it. Like you said, in between that, she the Meek Drake shit, and I think that just fused, that messed everything up. She's trying to come back up. But this whole thing with, like, going on his Joe shit, it may, and then plus, not only that, it hurt her image, at least in my eyes, going on Joe and then screaming on the nigga, screaming on Roy. Like, it made them look fake. Because, like, it's just playing politics. And they go in about who industry, who this, who that, and it just looked like they playing into that shit. You know what I'm saying?
My whole thing is, what the hell is your argument? What is you so mad for? You feel me?
Right.
Everybody get beef, and you know, you got to think. You got your Nicki Minaj fans, Cardi B got her fans.
Right.
So it's like they going to ride for each other at the end of the day.
Right.
So you just got to bounce back from that. You mad talking about people was hating on you. People going to hate on you every day.
People been hating on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, can, you, know you can't be mad by that. You got to look back and be like, you know, in the day, you rich. You got a way to make money. You happy. You got a man. He may be a pedophile. Word is.
That nigga's, I mean, but when you hear how she introduced him, like, yeah, I was like, what? What she said, she was like 14 or something?
Right,
and
right.
He was older. And
right.
He was like, I want to, and she, he beat up her boyfriend or something.
So yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
so
now you bet? Like,
right.
You a pedophile,
bro. So, well, all of that, it's like, man, yeah, I just, I couldn't vibe with that shit. And kind of even turned me off pause with, even the Joe Budden shit. Like, at first, I didn't even want to listen to the episode. I just listened to it because I felt like I had to do it for research. But on the flip side, I was just like, this some bullshit. And it just make everything else feel like some bullshit. So, but to let y'all know, I ain't on no bullshit. Nick myself keep it real as fuck. Except for all this cussing, because I don't cuss as much in real life. So, y'all can judge me later. Okay. What else we got? Because we've been on this. Oh, so I guess the biggest thing this week, I figured the Nicki Minaj and Joe Budden shit is going to be the biggest thing this week. But no, Jay-Z was like, oh, my E&J, I got something better. We really rock you guys' world. So, what was it, 2 days ago? Jay-Z in the NFL announced a partnership in which Roc Nation will be in charge of the halftime shows, as well as helping with some social conscious effort by the NFL. I think it's Inspire or some shit like that. And all hell broke loose, at least on Twitter. Twitter went off. And it was funny to me because of all the arguments that was going off, and how different it was. Because I was on Twitter, everybody was pretty much like, fuck Jay-Z. I was on Facebook, everybody was like, yay, Jay-Z, you know, take it to the man through his pockets or whatever. So you had these two views. I'm just going back like, I'm going to go to Instagram. Ain't nobody say shit on Instagram. Ain't seen no memes. Ain't seen no pictures of Jay-Z. All I saw was Nipsey Hussle all on Instagram. Happy birthday, Nipsey Hussle, man.
Happy birthday.
You know what I mean? Network Nip. Anyway, regardless, Network Nip, well, get my ass cut. anyway, so yeah, so that was, that was all the hoopla or whatever. And I was going back and forth. I mean, initially, when I saw it, my thinking was, you know, yeah, he, because he did say that he wasn't going to perform for the homecoming. He wasn't going to perform for, got a homecoming already in my mind. We got, hey, got 2 months, month and a half, really, shit. But no, he was saying he wasn't going to perform for the halftime, and he was supporting, you know what I'm saying, Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying, through everything or whatever. So my thinking was, when I first saw the deal was, A, of course he's not going to perform. Cause a lot, most of the time, most performers don't get money. They do it for free or do it for charity or whatever. And they just, you know, they got to be whatever rules NFL got set, you know what I'm saying, because they know the world is watching at for the halftime show. So I think it was Jay-Z was like, yo, instead of me being a slave, I'm going to be the owner. Like, I'm not going to be the worker. I'm going to be a boss. Like, y'all got to come through me to put whatever out. That's my initial thinking. But people came out, and they thoughts were that And in particular, I think it's Ed Reed. Can't think of buddy named Reed, but he was the one that was kneeling with Kaepernick up at San Fran when he was doing the whole deal. And he said it, and Kaepernick, girl, she was saying it in regards. They were saying that it was that this deal was a way for the NFL to try to suppress Kaepernick and his message and get him back in the league. That it was basically playing Jay-Z as a clown or as a, you know, saying a blackface to cover up, you know, saying their dealings or whatever. So I was like, nah, nigga. Like, no, come on, Jay-Z. Jay-Z smarter than that. But me being a Libra, and I got to take both of my nigga.
Birthday September 28th.
27, my nigga. I think we already talked about that. But, yo, you know, so y'all don't know. We got to take both sides of the argument. We got to balance it out.
I think, to be honest, no, no, what the hell that's going to happen, man? Like, we can make a suggestion. They just signed a contract.
Right.
We got no details about the story or anything.
Right.
So you never know. Like, that can be something to get a way to get Colin back in. Or it can be a way to, but I don't think, out of all the things that Jay-Z have done, from having the ownership into the Nets and all that stuff,
right,
starting the agency, I don't think he's going to be nobody pun.
Yeah, and that was what I was thinking when looking at everybody saying, oh, he just being a capitalist, he just, you know, trying to get paid off of it. But I'm like, if you look at the things he's been doing, especially in the past, like, 4 or 5 years,
mm-hmm,
like, I don't see that. But I can see, but I also can see where people get that image, because if you knew a Jay-Z before, especially before he got with Beyonce, but early Jay-Z, like early Jay-Z didn't give a fuck about nothing. He was just about money and bitches.
And
so, and jewelry, right. And that was his Achilles heel. Like, people thought he was just a bling bling. He was like one of the bling bling rappers in the early 90s, early 2000s. But, so I can see people sticking with that image and carrying that on to this and saying, oh, here we go again.
He was a kid back then. He was a grown man.
No.
I mean, I'm not
gonna. No.
No. He was old as hell.
Yeah, I was about to say Jay-Z was 26 when he did his first album.
When Money Carries Hoes.
Yeah.
That was my shit. When he dropped that kind of kept him in there. But this man, same person that just dropped the story of OJ.
Right. That's what get me. Like, if you look at him recently, you would think he ain't gonna be no pun.
See, what him and
Will
doing is the
Emmett
Till story?
Right. He's doing the Trayvon Martin story.
So
he's doing that. He did the, I can't think of the guy last name, Sharif, I think, Browden. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but y'all know the dude that was in Rikers Island and he served 2 years.
Yeah.
And he got out and committed suicide. He, you know what I'm saying, he had produced that. So he's done these things since then. And so it's hard, like you said, it's hard to think that he'll do this and just basically be like, fuck Kaepernick. Now, granted, a lot of people took offense, too, because he was like, we done with the kneeling. We finna move on to the next phase or whatever. And a lot of people thought that was disrespectful to what Cap was doing. But my thinking, too, with that is, not only, I get what he was saying. Like, look, you're taking this next action. I don't think he was saying fuck that, but I can see why people took that perception. One thing is this, in the bigger overview, he may be right in that, and not to say the fuck what Kaepernick did, but the kneeling shit got co-op. The conservatives and white nationalists and the I Love America motherfuckers, they were all on some tip where they made it from a symbol of recognizing police brutality to being a symbol of disrespecting the military and the American flag, which wasn't the case, because we all know the story that Kaepernick first was sitting down. He wasn't even kneeling. But then he went to a Marine, and he was like, no, it'd be more respectful if you kneel as opposed to just sitting down. So the fact that mainstream America, in particular white America, all conservative America, took it and flipped it and made it into this thing of, oh, this is about disrespecting the flag and the military, like, it's probably good that we gave that shit up, you know what I'm saying, because it didn't become what it is. And another point I want to make is, with that, that's just not happening with Anilla. That's happening with a lot of shit. And I really think we sleeping at the door. We sitting concerned about if Jay-Z making money off this shit or if Kaepernick need to be playing in the league, which my thinking is, if you think the league is on some racist shit, why the fuck you want Kaepernick back in there anyway? He got his money, getting it from Nike, he got the settlement. I know he want to play, but if you like fuck the NFL, why would you want him to be in the NFL? Granted, he want to live his dream, but the NFL is a racist piece of shit, then fuck the NFL completely. Fuck playing for it. But also, too, you know what I'm saying, we sitting here, we bickering about if it's Jay-Z or Cap or Jay-Z trying to be a capitalist or Kaepernick need to be playing in the league. But these racist motherfuckers is starting to flip shit, just like they flipped the kneeling shit. And case in point, look at the Trump shit, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks ago, or just a week ago, I think. That's like quick the shit happened. You know what I'm saying? He told the four women of color that's in Congress or whatever to go back to their country, go back where they came from or whatever. And pure racism. Like, that wasn't even a dog whistle.
My thing with that statement, like, I've been in a racist situation and a white girl told me to go back that. I ain't from fucking Africa.
Right.
From Detroit.
Right.
Like, you from, if that's the case, if I got to go back to where I got to go, you got to take your ass back to Europe.
Bruh. Right.
Right. You're not from here.
Right. That's why it's so dumb. That's why that whole thing is dumb. But it's like, that's textbook racism. Like, people have been saying that. And it was funny because when he did that, all of a sudden, his supporters and whoever was all like, oh, it's racist to even speak about race, and he wasn't talking about race or whatever, whatever. And it's just like, yeah, that was racist. Well, oh, no, they said he didn't mention their race, so it wasn't racist. But it's like, you know what he was talking about.
That's why I'm saying, you people.
Exactly.
Like.
But what's crazy is now Okay, so now two of the ladies in the squad, they was heading to Israel for a trip. Israel decided to ban them from coming to Israel on the words of Donald Trump saying that Israel would be weak if they allowed them in the country. Which is crazy in itself that he would say that when it comes down to Congress, two congresswomen, and that he would say that and then they'll follow his words. And he didn't even say it. Like, I think he did say it. He said that one of the rallies or whatever.
What did he say to
Switzerland? I said, he tweeted it. I'm sorry. He did say it. He tweeted it, which is crazy.
What did he say in Switzerland when they talked to us around when he tried to get ASAP?
Right. Right. So, which makes you realize who the bitch in the situation. So, Switzerland, it's fucked up how you did ASAP Rocky, but at least y'all weren't being some bitches. He was like, fuck you, nigga. But on the flip side, it was funny because in the same conversation, Trump came back and was like, these women hate Jews and blah, 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 blah. And nobody came out and talked about the fact that he mentioned race, which is, you know, Jewish people, not only are they a religion, that's a race. You got Israel. So no one came out on him about saying, even mentioning Jews or even saying that they hate Jews, that statement was racist. When just a couple of weeks ago, they were saying, you know, mentioning black or white or whatever is racist. When clearly he said something racist, and these women hadn't said anything racist. And that is crazy to think that the president would say that two congresswomen of color are racist. Like,
I mean, but this is the same president that was grabbing them out of pussy, though.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But I brought it up to say I understand how people can look at the deal with Jay-Z with the NFL. I understand how people can be riding for Cap and want Cap to play again and want Cap to be able to live his life and still be able to speak his mind. And those are important. But I think we need to look at the bigger picture and don't get caught up with the squabbles, because we're going to get fucked over. This racism shit is evolving. As much as we can think that we got shit handled, as much as we can think, oh, because we had Obama in office that shit done got better, nah, this shit is evolving. It's not just somebody saying, wearing a damn Make America Great Again cap. It's getting deeper than that.
I'm just glad Kanye ain't running for president no more.
You probably will. She ain't no telling.
I got Bernie, man. Bernie.
Right now, I'm just sitting back. I'm independent anyway, so I can't vote in no primary, so I'm just sitting back waiting to see what's going on. I know my solution to all this bullshit, but we ain't got time for that. So we're going to get to this next track. Man, we're going to lighten the mood, man. My man been hustling. He out here calling out people, and so I'm giving some love. This is my man, King Red, with Brick Filet, because Chick-fil-A finna go out when Popeye's put out this damn chicken sandwich full time and shit. So this Brick Filet on the Nick Myself out. You got time, baby.
Ooh, Taj.
She like Prada, I like Guala, like my, I like dollars. That shout out to Quincy, bitch, I'm on. More like Quincy Jones. Handling it, business, left the stoop. Went back to the crib, got back in that kitchen. If you was not built for this, then don't try to live for this. This right here, a couple thou, dawg, they'll kill for this. Blood diamonds on my fucking watch and on my necklace. This a special recipe, cooking up your specialty. And I like my bitches thick, dawg, look like Baby D. This shit here was made for me. Shout out who had prayed for me. Shout out who has stayed for me. I ain't tripping if you leave. It's a freak show. Fucking on your horn, snatching weed. It's a freak show. When I have to go and serve the fiends. This Brick Filet, welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? This here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet, what's good? Welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. This here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet.
All right, we back. This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Nick Myself Timber. Got my man, Jay Quan, in the building. We got Yellow in the building. I'm going to try to sit back just a little bit because I'm fat as shit. And that's what I told y'all last time. Jay Quan, a little skinny nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look at these niggas. Look at that arm, Look at that arm. Look at your arm, my bro. Look at that. A little podcast, y'all like, I can't see shit.
You know,
but,
man,
look at that.
The BBWs, they liking the skinny niggas, man.
You know what? Yeah, hey, okay, granted, baby, Felicia, I'm going to tell you, so this is all for the podcast. But God damn, yeah, I like me some healthy, I like titties and ass and shit.
You ain't skinny enough.
Yeah, here we go. I want a skinny nigga. It got big dicks. They can't eat shit. Oh, no, I'm a greedy nigga.
I'm a skinny fat nigga. I can throw stuff back.
Shit, fuck that.
I probably can't throw it all you back, but I can do the freezing.
All right, nah, let that nigga try to pick you up. Both of y'all gonna fuck.
I just need some time off the next day.
I don't need no time off.
I can pick you up. How long can I keep you up?
You throw that shit on me?
This is a trick. I'll pick you up and we're gonna lean against this wall.
Real quick.
Back support. That's what
we're gonna give me back to y'all. God damn. Like I said, I'm retired anyway, so you guys know all the BBWs you like.
I only need one. I'm good. Rich.
This is one. All right. Well, I'm glad to have y'all boys on the show.
Oh, man. I love being on stuff like this, man.
Yeah, man. So, I don't even know where to go. Let's, Jay Corn. Mm-hmm. All on the phone and shit. Ain't paying attention, my nigga.
Nah, man. They talking about them Popeye's chicken, boy. I'm trying to get one of them things.
Hey, you got to get that Uber Eats. You got to get that, That DoorDash. See?
Matter of fact,
that's a good ass idea.
Meet me at the hospital.
Bro.
I got you plugged.
Bro.
Damn.
Free delivery code.
Look at that. Look at that. My man y'all gave my man a coupon.
I just so I happen to have the app already downloaded.
I've got my bike squad. Yo, matter of fact, let me shut up. They ain't paying me for all this.
I'm not getting that promo you give.
Yeah, y'all's promo. Yeah, pay me for giving y'all nothing.
I
ain't
gotta take the card.
Right. All right, so. You gonna grab the money?
Yeah.
Oh, cards are hot. I've been doing research.
One roll.
You feel me?
One roll.
I'm from the G, you know, Gruntin.
What's up?
You feel me? Not too many people know about Gruntin. You feel me?
Right.
They know about Quincy, but they don't know about Gruntin.
Yeah.
One time for Gruntin.
Gruntin's up that though.
I think I told you. I got people in Sawdust. I supposedly got people in Sawdust.
Oh, so you know what's up there.
Nah, I don't know nothing. I just know I got people out there. I don't know nothing else about them goddamn Sawdust. All I know, my daddy told me, if I meet a chick from Sawdust, I can't mess with her. Because she my cousin.
Sawdust got the best, I'm not advertising it, but Sawdust got the best weed.
Because
that's where the weed factory is, like weed farm.
I had no idea. This is news.
Yeah,
this is news.
Man, listen.
You guys are getting news right now.
You tell me that I've been in Tallahassee 2 years working with you guys.
Bruh.
Now you tell.
Yeah, you know, they sell to the dispensary and stuff around here.
Okay.
Chuli.
Oh, yeah, Chuli. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't partake, so.
Me neither.
I'm Rolling Stone Yellow.
Right. My man's name is literally Rolling Stone Yellow, so. Boy, hey, relax.
That's why you see what I did.
Yeah, chill.
Just
I don't need that heat.
Just a hand and that's it. Bam.
I don't need that heat. Mm-mm. All right, so, you know what I'm saying, American King, out of breath. What got you? For real. What made you get into music, though, bro?
I always been into music. I was born into music.
Yeah.
Like, since I was a jit, bro, I used to take my grandma pots and pans, set them up, they go to work all day. Like, that's the only thing I wanted to do.
Did she never whoop your ass?
Nah, she'd be like, y'all believe them alone.
Shout out to grandma.
Shout out to grandma. Rest in peace, grandma.
Word.
Straight up. But yeah, man, you feel me? It's always been there. You feel me? I used to go to church. I mean, you know, the pastor doing what he's doing.
Right.
But me, I'm focused on them drums over there. You feel me? That's what I wanted to go on.
You know, little kid, when church service over, you run over there. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Every time I try, I was like, man, one day he's going to see me over here practicing. He's going to let me come over there. But that day happened one day. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He was like, you want me?
The hell yeah, in church, bro.
Hey.
What the hell?
The church. I was a jit, so I didn't know nothing about no hell yeah in church. You feel me? Like, that's
yeah.
A curse.
Yeah. Especially with you.
You hear me? So, yeah. And that drumline.
Drumline, shit. I ain't gonna lie. That had everybody wanted to join.
Man, it was either I'm gonna be a professional football player. And then I saw drumline. It was like, you know what? I do like music.
Right.
You hear me? So, when I got in sixth grade, I went to the band instead of going to the football team. But I was a beast on the football team. You feel me? Like, nobody asked about me. Pee Wee, we went 72-0.
Gas account?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna front. Not ain't no gas account even have sports, bro. Like, man, I know, like, yeah, you know, East Gas and West Gas.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't know they have, like, you know what I'm saying, parts and records.
Yeah.
But that's just being an ignorant Tallahassee nigga.
You know, you hear me.
Yeah.
That's just Tallahassee, you know, Tallahassee, what's up?
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
We're gonna get this outside over here, nigga, coming from up north and shit, so. Like, so you played band, middle school, high school,
mm-hmm.
And then what part, like, what got you
into, in the
like,
studio?
And shit?
Oh, my homeboy Tevin, you feel me? No, I'm going to start before Tevin. It was his teacher, Mr. Grawl. He gave a couple of students this beat-making program. And with me being in the band, a couple of the people that was on the drum line, they had the beat-making programs. I'm like, hey, yo, hook me up.
Right.
So that was the first beatmaker software I started on. It took me like 3 months to get that shit to work.
You remember the software?
Making Waves.
Wow.
Making waves. Wow. If you ain't, you from Gaston County, if you know about making waves, because, like, everybody in the school, like, had that. You feel me?
Right.
You feel me? So, that's what Ray Lucci started on that. Quincy started on that. Like, all of us started on that joke called making waves. You feel me?
Yeah, like Quincy, he was on the, Love and Hip Hop joint? I think he was on the last one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then my dog, Tevin, he was the first person to get me into a real actual studio, like, with Pro Tools and everything. You feel me? So, when I first got in the studio with him, he was the type of person, like, he always got some shit to do while we in the studio, so... Be like, yeah, bro, I got you in here. This how you hit, record yourself. This how you stop it. This how you run it back. I be back. I got to go do some shit.
Right.
So, once again, I'm stuck in this shit. Just like, damn, I got to figure this out. So, that's how I learned how to record myself. I was already making beats. Started recording myself. And then, boom. Click, just like that. Hey, right. You can do this. You feel me? Then I found out that everybody wasn't making their own beats. You feel me?
Because you thought everybody was making their own
beats. I thought everybody was making their own beats.
It probably should be that way, honestly.
Everybody, I thought it was like that. I was like, hey, if you're going to rap, bro, you got to have your own beats. So I was like, shit. I learned how to make the beats with making waves. Trying to find a studio. Boom. Get to the studio. I'm like, damn, bro, that'd be hard, bro. Where you get that from? You know what I mean? You made that? He's like, nah, I got this off of SoundClick. I'm like, SoundClick, what the heck is that? He's like, yeah,
that's old school for real. Y'all niggas don't know about that.
That's where you go to get beats from. I'm like, oh, so you don't make beats? I'm like, nah. I'm like, damn, bro. I've been wasting all this time making beats and everything. But it turned out to be a good thing now.
Right.
I could just go in the studio and make magic from that. If I ever get a record deal, that they're going to be pretty happy.
Right.
Because I ain't got to pay for no production.
On some J. Cole shit. That was J. Cole's whole thing. He could rap and make his own beat, so he's just that more efficient. You know what I mean? Speaking of J. Cole and yellow niggas, we got this yellow nigga over here. Nigga low key looking like J. Cole. Early J. Cole. Pre Dre as Cole.
Dark skin.
You got my man, Rolling Stone Mellow, Yellow in the building. Blame it again, Jay. So what's good? What got you in the game, bro?
To be honest, I'm a music baby. Like,
yeah.
My mama was literally, I know it's going to sound similar to his, saying we like, he was born into the music, but Mom Dukes was on her way to a concert.
Right.
Where she was about to, like, when her water broke.
Damn.
Doctor literally said, like, if you would have made it to the concert, you're going to give birth there. So,
that would be crazy.
Yeah.
You know what concert it was? You know who was performing?
It was an oldies concert because she was going with my grandma.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it was probably like Frankie Beverly. You know, people like that or not. So I wouldn't tell you who for sure was there, but I know they ain't make it.
Right. Thankfully.
Yeah. So you know how that be. But other than that, I don't know. It's just like it's always been a gift of me. Like, I've always been doing it. Even like when Master P remade the song Curtis Blow Basketball.
Right.
That was the first song I ever recorded off of. Like I remade his song.
That's wow. I would have never thought anybody.
That was when you had like a little microphone that was like literally looked like your finger. Like,
right.
Long.
Yo, it came up like. Yeah.
I had one of those and just put the tape in there, recorded myself on the tape. That was my first time recording.
Dang.
From there on, and it got me here.
Right. So,
I mean, but I think, like, as far as, like, Detroit scene with music, it really kind of, like, pushed me to want to do other style of music because it was, like, everybody sound the same. When if they don't sound the same, it's like we're at least talking about the same thing.
Right.
So, I mean, once I came down here, I was kind of going to stop doing music for a minute. But I linked up with Quan, and it was Murder, She Wrote from there.
What brought you down here from Detroit?
Well, I was in a relationship, and Shorty, she wanted to go to Georgia. I was going to go, we both going to go to Georgia.
Right.
But our homie, Theo, he was supposed to go to Atlanta with us. He ended up coming down here, and we brought all the studio equipment here. So it was like, go to Atlanta and record and pay, or come here. and just record, you know, right, my studio equipment with my people. But like, I ended up here. But shit, tomorrow, I'm going to be back in Detroit.
Damn. Well, that's why I got my man here, so y'all can get this content, you know what I'm saying, so y'all can follow my man when you're up there. Do you got any plans? You going to hit the ground running?
I got a show August 29th at Club Blue downtown in Woodward.
Okay.
As soon as I get back. But then, I'm going to try to get back down here as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because I already know it's a little stuff be going on and whatnot.
Right.
But I don't want to leave because this is like my second home, third home. I've been here so long. So it's like I got to keep the bases touched.
Yeah, that's the, like I said, the crazy thing about it is I think some of the coolest people, especially I was a freshman at FAM. And probably because I was in the five-year MBA program at SBI. And, so it was like a bunch of people from Detroit. Like we talk about it, like Cash Tech. That's from Cash Tech and Four High. That's all I know.
I'm a jungleer, Southeast, East Side, So West Side. That's why I just said clear.
So it was just like, everybody, you know what I'm saying, I met from Detroit, was just like, damn cool. And I was just like, man, like I want to visit Detroit. And I heard y'all kill everybody. And I was like, you know what?
Well,
straight.
Well.
But it was like it was late 90s, early 2000s.
It's worse now. Like, I just like, they do kill everybody now. Like, kids, women, old people, everybody been dying. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy.
But what about, I know a lot of people looking at Detroit, might look at Brooklyn. Hell, even Tallahassee in French Town about the gentrification. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you'll find out tomorrow, but have you heard word of how, you know, the city has changed in the past, like, couple years?
Well, before I moved, they was already starting.
Okay.
They had really kind of, like, forced my mama and me at our house that we had already owned.
Damn.
And then, quote, unquote, accidentally knocked it down. So.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, like, yeah. White people been buying up stuff a lot, isn't there? But it's to the point where now they were selling empty lots for like $1 if you own the house next to it.
Right.
So you can, you know, take up some of that land. But I ain't really too worried because they ain't gonna, I mean, the way the city going now, they ain't gonna be around too long unless it's gonna be years and years from now. But it's so wild up there, man. Like,
so that element is still there. It's just.
It's worse.
That's crazy.
And my opinion, they put a demonic statue. Or like a goat head sitting in a chair next to two children. Ever since they put that up there, their crime rate was already bad, but it didn't skyrocket. And got to some other stuff. So. I don't know, man.
Man, I'm scared, bro. I still want to. Since I'm my Uncle Matt, I still want to get up there, man.
I got my
cousin Daniel up there. You know what I mean?
As long as you know people, like, you good.
Yeah, as long as you know not where to pull up at. You get in the wrong spot, that's when you're in trouble.
I'm from the red zone. That's like 6 miles in the east side area or whatnot. But my people, they're from like East Warren or whatever. Like,
yeah.
That's one of like, the red zone is like one of the worst areas in Detroit. So
I know a little bit about Warren. I know some people.
Yeah. I cross them lines, man. People across 8 miles.
Right. Take my white ass back to 8 miles. Anyway, so hopefully you get back here. Hopefully you get up there safely. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you get back here safely, man.
You know it, man. I got to. Especially that's why I'm with Dr. Lisa.
Right.
I got to link up with her tomorrow.
So. Word. Also, too, man, shout out my man Jay Vinny. That's another thing. Like, I had a crew coming up who's a network. And what's crazy, like, we got a light skinned nigga in the crew for Detroit. My man Jay Vitti. And but I don't think he ever went back home though. I think after he left here, he went to he in Las Vegas right now.
Okay.
But so like I said, Detroit always been in my heart. Never been there, but always been in my heart. Same thing for Griffin, since it's close to Sawdust, and so it's all good. We're gonna go ahead, man, get into the music. We got two tracks. Let me get my fat ass up. Look, extra fat. No, god damn. Maybe I need to stand up because I look dumb fat. God damn, look like Santa Claus all this damn red. Oh, we got Jaquan with Superstar, and we got this exclusive Well, actually, no, it's not exclusive because somebody was playing this song for somebody that was giving him a ride yesterday. Nigga.
I was?
Yeah.
What I play?
Hey, you'll find out on the YouTube podcast. You're going to play this exclusive Jungle featuring my man. Well, not featuring. Jungle by my man, Rolling Stone Yellow, featuring yours truly, Nick Myself Timber. And we're going to come back and wrap this podcast up. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
When I let you know, you remind me of a star that's in the sky, like a star in the sky. Already won, girl, you the grand prize.
Girl, you the grand prize, yeah, you the grand prize.
You worth it.
You worth it, girl.
I just bought my girl a Birkin bag. Ain't never me to pop a tag. She in the air, chillin' with a star.
Yo.
She a hot commodity, you know who you are. Lights, camera, action, spotlight on you. La mama messed my fly, damn right, that's true.
Damn right.
Lookin' like a bag full of money. When I let you know, you remind me of a star that's in the sky,
like a star in the sky.
Already won, girl, you the grand prize.
Girl, you the grand prize, yeah, you the
grand prize. You are a star.
That you got your heart, yeah. You don't wanna let nobody in.
Come over here where it's perfect. I'ma show you that it's worth it. I can hear your body crying. I'ma show you that it's worth it. I'ma put you on game. I never run it on you. I'ma always be the same. Never ever change on you. When I let you know, you remind me of a star that's in the sky,
like a star in the sky.
Already won, girl, you the grand prize.
Girl, you the grand prize, yeah, you the
grand prize. You are a star.
You are a superstar.
About the jungle, can't you see these fucking commas? Coming straight up out the jungle, I be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle, can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle, diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ay, cause I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit is jungle.
Brain splatter, RIP to who it matters.
Yeah.
Moms lost her son to the game, he didn't matter. Drinking by Bayhaw, my nose to drink it faster.
Yeah.
Speeding through the wind, bad bitches wishing I smashed her. Try to hold me down while I'm pulling myself together. I got a few bruises, but me, I'm feeling better than I was before. When I'm back for more, when I kick in the door, waving that 4-4. Let's stick up. All you niggas get up. I'm back showing my ass, so go and pick my shit up.
Yeah.
Standing with your chin up. Pussies play the victim, and I ain't pointing no fingers but you. Your odor sickening. Oh, you don't listen.
Nah.
Quit blowing that loud. I give it all up just to see my cousin smile. Alina getting big.
Yeah, I'm still crazy, and me, I'm still fucking the game, and niggas hate it. I swear these niggas hate it.
Real straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking comments? Coming straight about the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight about the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight up through the jungle.
Yo. From Tallahoe to Motown,
yeah,
this is how we throw down. Uh-huh. Fucking on your whole clown, now tell me what you know now.
What?
Talking all that shit, but we in your town. You yapping like a bitch, using adverbs and pronouns. Since 01, I seen jits turn to old men. Uh-huh. I tried to warn these fools like an old man.
What?
The game burnt niggas like Jews in the oven. Mad like coaches that never went pro. Damn, old man, Logan with my heart in my palm. See, they want you to react, but I remain calm. Aries mom, yeah. Scorpio dad, I am the song.
Yeah.
Attitude bad, but y'all niggas are just dumb. Detroit what? Don't give a fuck, nigga, you know. These niggas suck, just like a cup full of jello. Shots run amok and get stuck in your elbow. This ain't Nick myself, yellow, tell them how that hook go.
Aye. They think shit hit sweet, then cross over.
What?
Send them fake killers, we buried them toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Devil round the corner, I'm feeling them getting closer. Room too quiet, got me looking over my shoulder.
My nigga,
niggas disappear the more you get older. Be real to yourself and the real will come closer.
Yeah.
Living in the clouds, I'm blowing all this ganja. Your niggas too turn, get that fuck shit from round here. Hey, and leave me where you found me. You want me, you without me. Remember, all you niggas doubted me.
I be straight about the jungle. Really straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking comments? Coming straight about the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight about the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle. Diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I've been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ayy, cause I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit a jungle.
Bella rose to ease the pain. Cause thinking to force me to blow my brains away. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, my baby was watching. Sorry, baby. Anyway, we're back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. This is your boy Nick Myself Timber, my man Jay Quan, and my man Yellow. Just heard Superstar by Jay Quan and Jungle by Yellow and yours truly, Nick Myself Timber. Yeah, baby Felicia heard some embarrassing stuff. Those on YouTube heard some embarrassing stuff. Podcast, you guys were spared the crazy, crazy stories. So, anyway, gonna wrap it up. In particular, because my man Jaquan got hit to the JLB. Matter of fact, real soon. Shoot, I'm tripping. So, yeah, it's wrapped up. So, Yellow, since you about to be up out of here, man, let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Y'all can find me on Facebook at Rolling Stone and Yellow. My fan page. You can find me on Instagram, Rolling Stone and Yellow. Everything is really Rolling Stone and Yellow. Like, but my Instagram. It's Rolling Stone and Yellow, but it's a period in between each word.
Okay. So, tell me how to spell it. You're going to spell it out.
R-O-L-L-I-N, period, S-T-O-N-E-R, period, Y-E-L-L-O.
All
right. You sound like a city girl.
Period. Period.
I was about to do what you did.
I mean, I hate that shit. Like, ain't nobody said period before. Hell yeah. Rolling Stone, period, nigga.
When she said she was like, I'm going to come to Ipsa what? Like when she was talking about Michigan,
yeah.
It's called Ypsilanti.
Oh, yeah.
Ypsilanius or something, she said, yeah, you're not going to catch me like that.
Bro. Yeah, bro. No, I knew what city you're talking about. I would never try to pronounce that shit. No, I'm straight.
But that was so crazy is we don't know how to pronounce half the shit.
Right.
Like, our island called Belle Isle, but when you read the name, that is not what they have to say.
Right.
It's a B-E-L-L-E-I-S-L-E. But yeah. It's Belle Isle to us.
Right, so. Right. Then, what's it? Bilo Boat? What's the shit? What's the Rustify 9 shit? Bobble or Boat.
Oh, yeah.
Bobble, you talking about that shit, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Daquan, I got to go, my nigga.
Yeah.
So, all right, how do you get in contact with you, bro?
Oh, you can follow me on everything.
This nigga.
JAQUAN_BandGeeks with a Z on everything. Like, it's going to pop up. I'm probably the only person in the world with that shit, Greg. Once again, it's JAQUAN_BandGeeks with a Z.
Sounds like a snitch, to me. World needs security, Craig. All right, we'll get up out of here, man. Again, shout out to y'all boys doing this, man. Sorry for all the shenanigans, but we got together. So, be back next week. Actually, next week I'm gonna do it on. It's gonna be a Thursday show, so you guys stay tuned for that. And then we'll be back on Friday. Got a really, really big show on the 31st. Be a roundtable joint, so I think y'all appreciate it. So, again, YouTube, share, like, hit that subscribe button. Podcast, again, subscribe, whatever podcast you holder that you use, subscribe to the show so you can get the updates when it pop up on Mondays. And, yeah, we out of here. So, until then, you guys be cool. Peace. My love to you. We out.